Good afternoon. We'll start with two short statements by the Secretary General and the President, and then we'll have time for one or two questions. Secretary General.
So, President, warm welcome to NATO headquarters. It's a pleasure to meet you again. We last met at the NATO summit in Warsaw in July last year, and I also welcome our very constructive and interesting discussions we just had in our meeting. And I also welcome the partnership that we have developed between NATO and Armenia over many years. That is good for Armenia and it's good for NATO. And I also welcome that we, in our meeting, discussed how we can take that partnership further and continue to strengthen the cooperation between Armenia and NATO. We have developed our partnership over many years. In fact, this year it is the 25th anniversary of you joining the North Atlantic Cooperation Council. It was a crucial time following the end of the Cold War. It proved to be the foundation of a partnership, and we have built on that partnership over many, many years. You attended the Warsaw summit because of your country's important contribution to NATO's Resolute Support mission in Afghanistan. And I thank you very much for Armenia's presence and contributions to NATO's military presence in Afghanistan fighting terrorism. Armenia also contributes forces to our KFOR peacekeeping mission in Kosovo, helping to keep the Western Balkans stable. Armenian troops are helping to bring stability to those countries, and we are very grateful for your contributions. Helping to make the Euro-Atlantic area safer and more secure. The NATO alliance is committed to working with you as well as other partners, because cooperation between NATO and Armenia is in both our interests. Together, we are developing a new individual partnership action plan tailored to your needs and requirements. And I see opportunities for us to cooperate more closely on interoperability, defense reform, and defense education. NATO and our allies have considerable expertise in defense and security sector reforms. Armenia can draw upon these resources. I also want to congratulate you on your participation in the Building Integrity program to counter corruption in the armed forces, and your progress on implementing the UN Security Council resolution 1325 on women, peace and security. These are important steps for all of us. We also discussed the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. I am concerned about the continuing violence along the line of contact, including this weekend. It is important to avoid escalation, because there is no military solution to this conflict, and its persistence is holding back the region. So we encourage both Armenia and Azerbaijan to return to the negotiating table and to work towards a peaceful resolution to the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. NATO fully supports the Minsk group process to that end. So thank you once again for coming here today, and thank you so much for our close partnership, which I think is good for Armenia and good for NATO. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. For me, it's a great honor to once again be here at the NATO headquarters and meet with you to discuss issues of mutual interest. This year is marking the 25th year of Armenia's cooperation with the North Atlantic Treaty. It was a quarter of a century ago in 1992 when newly independent Armenia acceded to North Atlantic Cooperation Council, laying the foundations for its partnership relations with NATO. It is with satisfaction that I acknowledge through this quarter of a century, our cooperation and partnership has grown and been augmented with new content, becoming one of the most important components of a multi-layered security system of the Republic of Armenia. Armenia-NATO relations are based on clearly understood common interests and needs, and they have a pretty broad and rich agenda. It includes both a political dialogue at the highest of levels, as well as practical, many examples of practical cooperation. Together with the Secretary General, we ascribed importance to the to maintaining the current level of the political dialogue and persistent regular contacts. We also ascribed importance to the issues pertaining to the subsequent broadening and deepening of our partnership relations with NATO. We acknowledge that we have successfully implemented 4 IPAP rounds, and currently the 2017-2019 already 5th round IPAP is soon to be approved. We particularly emphasized the soon to commence trust fund Armenia-NATO, and I also had the honor to invite the Secretary General to visit Armenia, which would provide a very good opportunity to summarize our progress over these 25 years and to chart the course for the future. Armenia continues to provide its important input to the collective efforts of establishing peace and security in the world, turning from a consumer of security to supplier of security. Armenia itself faces serious challenges of security, but still contributes to maintaining stability and security elsewhere in the world, very well realizing the extent to which the world is interrelated nowadays. There are no more individual security challenges of states. They are common security challenges. It is with satisfaction that I acknowledge that as a result of Armenia-NATO cooperation, developing its peacekeeping capacity, Armenia within the recent years expanded its geography in Kosovo and Afghanistan. Alongside being involved in Kosovo and Afghanistan, our servicemen are also under the aegis of the UN, participating in missions in Lebanon and Mali. It is with pleasure that I acknowledge that Armenia has been evaluated by the treaty members as an active NATO partner. Our servicemen in these missions have been assessed as well-prepared, disciplined, and responsible contributors. I'm certain that with the international experience and capacity acquired within the framework of peacekeeping missions shall be put to the best use by our servicemen in building our army. Of course, we reflected also on the most explosive security challenge of the region, the most recent developments around the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. In this context, I ascribe great importance to NATO's and personally Mr. Stoltenberg's assistance to the mediation mission and efforts of the Minsk Group co-chairman aiming at the peaceful resolution of the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. I thank you, Secretary General, for assisting us. I mean for assisting the Minsk Group. The April war and the regular salvos of heavy artillery in the wake thereof and the use of military equipment come to prove that this conflict is in the active state. And today, more than ever, it is important for the international community to join efforts around a civilized solution supporting the OSCE Minsk Group efforts towards the peaceful resolution. We acknowledge that according to the partnership framework document of the Partnership for Peace, the protection of and strengthening of fundamental freedoms and human rights, freedom and justice, as well as establishing peace through democracy are actual common values for the partnership. In conclusion of my speech, I would like to reaffirm the commitment of the Republic of Armenia to continue to form an active, positive agenda with the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and its member states to the benefit of strengthening international peace and security. I also express a hope that my next meeting with the NATO leaders will take place in Yerevan. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions? Gentlemen over there.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, Public TV of Armenia. It seems that NATO's advance toward partnership had reduced in last period. Meetings and events with partner states became more fewer. There is a view that NATO had refined its partners and now is deepening its relations only with so-called enhanced opportunity partners. If I'm not mistaken, partner states also are not invited to the upcoming summit. How would you comment? Does this mean that NATO is changing its approach toward partners? Thank you.
For NATO, partnerships are very important, and that's exactly why we are strengthening the partnership with Armenia. We have in the process of agreeing a new individual partnership program with Armenia, and I think that provides the best possible context and foundation for more partnership activities for NATO and Armenia to implement together. First of all, I would like to thank Armenia for contributing to many different NATO operations and missions, contributing to NATO's presence in Afghanistan, fighting terrorism, contributing to NATO's presence in Kosovo, helping to stabilize the Western Balkans, and also the fact that NATO has been helping Armenia in different ways, implementing reforms to modernize its defense institutions and defense education. And we also work together on the program we call Build Integrity, which is about how to fight corruption within the armed forces and train its forces by participating in NATO exercises. So just the fact that Armenian soldiers, troops, are participating in NATO exercises increases the interoperability, the ability to work together in military operations, and we share knowledge, we learn from each other, and I think it increases the quality of our soldiers, both Armenia and in NATO. And we also work together in civil-military activities, like the civil emergency response exercise, which last year took an Armenian, which Armenia participated in last year. So there are many different activities where we work together, and we're looking into what more we can do. The summit in Warsaw, Armenia was present there in July. The meeting we're going to have with heads of state and government in May is not a summit. That's a special meeting, which will be a very brief meeting, and the main purpose of that meeting will be to have the new U.S. president come to visit NATO. So we will not have any partners, not enhanced opportunity partners or any partners participating in that meeting. But Armenia is invited to different NATO activities, and they participated in our last ordinary summit in Warsaw.
Okay, one second question.
Armenia Herustankerutyun, Shaikh Ghazaryan, Panakhaga Hartsis, Dezem.
President, I address this question to you. You refer to Armenian NATO relations and the broad agenda thereof. Could you please tell us to what extent is that compatible with Armenia's membership in other security structures and the commitments assumed therein? As time and practice have demonstrated, these dimensions are fully compatible. In our region, there are many players, and we are attempting in every circumstance to find the cooperation possibilities to the benefit of our security. Over these 25 years, Armenia has never attempted to see or take advantage of any benefit in the conflict between those players. That would be a disastrous policy, if you want my opinion. And we got reassurances in the region as to how true these words of mine are. Of course, the CSTO and NATO pursue different objectives, but I reiterate that our practice has come to demonstrate that it is possible for a country, in order to assure its security, to find areas of cooperation with different and in different formats. Incidentally, let me tell you that when we were negotiating with the EU and the issue was raised about our accession or membership in the Eurasian Economic Union, there was some concern expressed within the EU about this. We always referred to the example of NATO, stating that being a founding member of the CSTO, we have cooperated for a quarter of a century with NATO, and nothing bad has happened in this context. So I think this is a good example, and we'll continue with this policy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.